We're back with Radio Entrepreneurs again. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis while he's away. Walter Sullivan is here with me again.
Nathan, it's wonderful to be here again.
Thank you, yeah. Our next guest is Dr. Chris Cherubino, Director of the Spine Center at Cherubino Health Center.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, great. Walter, do you want to take it away?
I mean, Chris, we talked earlier before. Why don't you explain what Cherubino Health Center does, and then, because it really interests me,
the holistic
approach.
Yeah, absolutely. So this office was actually started by my dad in 1982. He's also a chiropractic physician, and we have an interdisciplinary approach now. So there are four doctors, and we all do slightly different things. So we have myself and Dr. Grace Cherubino, that's my sister, and we both are in charge of the spine center. And then my dad works mostly with people who have chronic degenerative diseases, so that would be something like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic Lyme disease, stuff like that. And that's a real holistic nutritional approach. And then we also have a functional neurologist on staff, and so he works with people who have had traumatic brain injuries or post-stroke concussion, that sort of thing.
And he's not related?
Nope, not related.
Whoa, a token hire.
Yeah. So he was actually my intern when he first came out of school, and that's how we met. And he's just fantastic. And it's been such a cool thing to get to work all together in concert, decide what people need, and be able to make those recommendations in-house or out of the house if we need to. But it's really nice to be able to have this integrated approach.
Explain, well, let's deal with your father on eating and so forth.
Like, oh, what, yeah.
Because I think my feet can hurt sometimes. Fibromyalgia, it's actually a big issue for some people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So for him, he's looking at people who usually have been in some kind of chronic pain situation for a lot of years. I think if you asked him, he would say that he deals in last resorts. So people end up in probably like 10, 15 years of chronic pain. They're not sure what to do. And so he'll go through and look at all the lab results they've ever had, all the imaging, and come up with a plan that starts from the ground up. So a lot of that is going to be focused on reducing inflammation throughout your body. Because that's a big cause of pain. And then also in making some choices to help rebuild your system.
What can cause it?
Thus inflammation. Yes. So inflammation, when we talk about that, it actually is a concomitance of things. So number one, it's dead white blood cells. They die off after about 24 to 48 hours, some of them a little longer. And then it's also particles that we breathe in or eat or have in our water supply. So that would be like environmental contaminants. It's basically anything that your body doesn't have a chance to break down right at the time. And depending on what's going on in your genetics, how stressed you are, you might have kind of a slow response time to filtering out that type of thing. So over our lifetimes, we can end up with a buildup of that sort of kind of like junk. And so the big idea is that if you give your body the right tools, nutritionally speaking, reduce stress, have good spinal movement too, you'll start to reduce that. You'll give your organs an easier time to filter out your blood and get rid of that stuff and bring your pain levels down.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. That actually is really interesting. So Super. What does he use, like what does he recommend for foods?
Yeah. So it really depends on what's going on with you. A lot of people, it's going to be grain reduction. So one of the things that we have a really hard time breaking down as humans are grains. So that would be like your wheat, rice, potatoes, corn, those four, all the fun things, right?
I'm Italian. There goes my pasta.
Yeah. I know, it's tough. But it doesn't mean you necessarily have to avoid them forever. Just it would be like a reduction phase, just so that your body can kind of catch up.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what your dad does. Now, what do you and your sister do?
Yeah, so we head up the spine center. So the spine center is really based on the idea that neck pain, back pain, and headaches are the three leading things that cause disability for young people in the United States. So but if you're between 20 and 50, that's your most likely cause of becoming disabled. And that's crazy because you'd think it would be something that's so much more dangerous. But chronic pain is a really big deal. So what we do is we have a approach where we go through a bunch of orthopedic tests and a bunch of history questions that have been shown in the research to give us really reliable answers about what tissue is causing your pain. So in the spine, you've only got four options. You've got disc, joint, nerve, or muscle. But the tricky thing is all four of those can really mimic each other in terms of what you would experience. So with our expertise, we'll go through, figure out which one is the underlying cause, and then put together a plan based on that. And that plan could be spinal mobilization, it could be rehabilitation, could be home exercise, it could even be ergonomic changes. So we go to people's offices a lot and look at their workspace, make sure that they have sit-stand stations or whatever they need that works with their particular problem. So that's what we do.
I actually talked to an orthopedic surgeon. I asked her, you know, who do you see? And she was telling me that she sees, in age-wise, a varying difference. And,
yeah.
And she said part of it is, she says people are able to exercise more and we have ways of helping them deal with the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find, and the reason I bring that up to you, is that as a result, going to a chiropractor, going to your family business, that this actually gets people to really enjoy life a lot more?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of my patients I work with come in with a specific goal, like they want to be able to run a half marathon, or they want to just go up and down the stairs without pain, or be able to play with their kids better, pick up little children. So we work toward those goals with them, definitely. And even if it's a goal that's not necessarily something that I would pick, that's a great goal for someone to have. And we can do all kinds of different work, especially rehabilitatively, to get them to that particular thing that they want to be able to do.
Now, explain the token hires.
So his name is Dr. Lars Landers, and he's a functional neurologist. So that means that he is working with a non-drug, non-surgical approach to rehabilitating the brain after some kind of traumatic injury. So a lot of the people that he works with have had a brain trauma, either from a car accident or from football, or a lot of sports people in general, or have had some kind of ischemic event. So they had a stroke or something like that. And so he goes through a huge variety of different, they're almost like brain games, but basically you get hooked up to a bunch of leads, you put on headphones, you watch a screen, and you're doing activities repetitively that help to rebuild those brain pathways. There's this cool thing called neuroplasticity that a lot of people are starting to hear about, but it's the idea that our brain can actually recover from these kinds of injuries by exercising it, electrically speaking. And so that's what he's harnessing.
Well, I find that amazing because they always talk about you got to go into a dark room, and all this when you have a concussion. They said, no, it's the opposite. I found that amazing. That was recently I heard that.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting, too, because there's a parallel here. So in the past, they used to say that if you had a back injury, let's say, you should lie down. Like bed rest was a thing that people were advised to do. And that is literally the exact opposite. The best thing that a person can do for themselves after an injury is to attempt movements. Even if they're a little bit painful at first, the more that you move, the better chance your spine has of healing. And a lot of that has to do with the way that our nervous system works, which goes along with what I'm talking about with Dr. Landers. The more that you exercise it, you give it more input from the outside about where we are in space, how a normal movement is supposed to be, the better it's going to respond and keep those pathways intact.
You know, that is actually really interesting in the sense of the old day was you just go to bed and it will go away. In reality is that actually is worse.
And I think that that's what led to a lot of the unfortunate disability that people have seen in low back pain especially.
What do you see your office is a different pathway to the same health benefits as what you'd normally go to your doctor and say, you know, this is what we're looking for. We'll prescribe pills. Your approach is a whole lot more holistic, which is in the name of the business.
I think that's true. And I think, too, though, there's getting to be less of a division, actually. A lot of my best referrals come from orthopedists and from PCPs who would love to see their patients not end up going under the knife because spinal surgeries are very unsuccessful, unfortunately. About only half of them are successful.
Wow.
And so the orthopedic surgeons that I relate with now really want to avoid doing that unless they absolutely have to. So a lot of times we'll treat in tandem. Sometimes people might need like one or two cortisone injections into the spine just to reduce that local inflammation, and then I can work with them and get them rehabilitated to the point where they don't need to undergo a surgical procedure. So that's a really good partnership.
So after you rehabilitate them, their idea is they must stay with the regimen of exercising.
Yes. And I always send people home with a little list of things that they're supposed to do. So it's not very many. I try to give people as few as possible because that's the highest chance of them actually doing them. Because nobody likes to do like an exercise forever.
It's homework.
Exactly. I actually write homework right on the page. But I tell them it's like brushing your teeth. Like you have to keep up with it every day. You would never go to your dentist every 6 months and then not brush your teeth in between. This is the exact same thing. Where you need to be keeping your spine as hygienic as possible.
What's the success? I mean, you find there's a program after you get out of the hospital, Dove, and the idea is that what happens, people don't necessarily, they feel better after taking 7 days of their medicine, but they have to take 10.
Yep.
By not taking the 10, it actually, what's the success of, like, how many patients do you think truly follow through?
Yeah, so actually a pretty good number. Certainly there are people who like kind of fall off when they start feeling better. but I think that a lot of it comes down to education. So we try to do a really good job of telling them, this is the outcome that you can expect if you stick with this program, which is usually very favorable. If you don't, I might have to see you more. And I like you, but I don't want to see you in my office forever. I really would like you to get to the point where you can manage your pain on your own.
But, so, and I think that's the interesting thing, is that by doing what you're told, you're saving them money, but you're also giving them a healthy perspective on life and the ability to do things.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, too. I want people not to be afraid of their bodies. I mean, I think we live in a society where we're very afraid when we start to have pain, like, oh, my God, something horrible's happening. But that's not necessarily true. Sometimes pain is just an alarm system going off. I always tell people it's like this. If you hear an alarm going off, like, in the supermarket parking lot, like, is it usually being stolen, the car? No. Usually just someone locked their keys out or whatever. And sometimes spinal pain is like that, too. It can be very painful, but not necessarily indicative of something dangerous. Mm-hmm. And that's where I come in, to help people decide when it's dangerous and when it isn't.
Now, before we went on the air, you mentioned two different types of chiropractic, and you have, and the method you use.
Oh, yeah. So the method I use is something called flexion distraction. It's a specialized technique that was originally invented for people who have severe disc herniations or who have spinal stenosis, where their actual spinal canal is being narrowed. So they're very delicate patients, usually in a lot of pain, and they just need a lot of rehabilitation. So this technique allows us to repetitively put in little bits of movement into the spine. So you're not going to hear like a sound that you might associate with a regular manipulation. But it works in exactly the same way, to put movement back into the spine, into a place where it wasn't before. This increases blood supply, flexibility, and it rehabs the muscles in the area.
And what's the other mechanism? So that way, so people understand the difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So a more traditional chiropractic technique might be something where you put, it's called HVLA, which is a high velocity, low amplitude movement. But it's, so it's a really quick movement. You might hear a little popping noise. That's actually not a bone crunching. That's a little bit of air that gets popped out of the little joint space. So that's a more traditional way. But there are actually over 200 named techniques in chiropractic. So if you see two different chiropractors, you might have a different experience. But the point is always the same.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this has been Dr. Chris Cherubino, Director of the Spine Center at Cherubino Healthcare. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you or your business, how could they do so?
Yeah, so they can visit our website, which is cherubhealth.com, or they can call the office. It's 508-229-0007.
Great.
Thank you for being on, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
All right, this has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back after these messages.